So we got a debt deal, we learned last night, but we need to vote on it, and Washington will be handling that in the nation's capital. But around the country, how is it playing in Peoria, or all of the various Peorias that have been watching this drama unfold for weeks, and now we all have to live with the consequences? Joining us now, Nathan Heffel, News and Public Affairs Manager for Takeaway Affiliate KUVO in Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Craig Folly joins us, host of the Craig Folly Show on Takeaway Affiliate WDET in Detroit, Michigan. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, John.
Oh, it's great to hear you nice and clear there on that line
no problem.
WDET. And Doug Hanks joins us, economy writer for the Miami Herald, who's partnered with Takeaway Affiliate WRN in South Florida. Doug Hanks, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So to all three of you, there's two dimensions of this, and in the time that we have, I want to explore both of them. Number one is the political fallout and the sort of a spectacle of our government's function or dysfunction, as the case may be. I want to know how that's playing in your neck of the woods, and then let's look at the economic impacts if we can. First, with the political. Nathan, how's it playing in Denver?
Well, many business owners I spoke to had a wait-and-see attitude. You know, they're holding out hope that Congress is going to find a solution to this impasse at the final hour. Of course, what happened yesterday was good news to them. One small business owner says, you know, we've been in similar issues in the past, and while he's upset at the antics, he's actually, frankly, disgusted about the antics going on in Washington. He assured me he was sure the government was not going to let him down.
And so we would call that a certain amount of cynical faith, I guess, there in KUVO land out there in Denver. Craig Folly, in Detroit, which is the bigger headline? Disgust at the dysfunction that Nathan talks about, or worries about specific economic impacts?
I think it's pretty even there, John, to be honest with you. I mean, of course, there are a lot of people that are very upset with politicians for what they feel sort of toying with the sort of birth of a recovery that we have going on here in the Metro Detroit area. They don't like politicians playing with that. They also don't like the fact that there doesn't seem to be a positive benefit for any of the citizens throughout all of this. This seems to be a politician's game, and they're a little fed up with that.
That's Craig Folly, host of the Craig Folly Show on Takeaway Affiliate WDET in Detroit. Doug Hanks, you know, the housing sort of bubble burst has had one of its greatest impacts down there in South Florida. And with real concerns about access to the credit market, was this a bullet dodged for people who really thought that interest rates were going to spike and erase whatever gains have been made in South Florida? Or is it more a political spectacle?
No, absolutely. There was such concern that this was going to just kill the housing recovery as interest rates go up, because real estate's really booming in Miami right now. Sales are well past pre-recession levels and getting close to boom levels. So the idea that Washington could create a problem after everything the real estate market's gone through was pretty unbelievable down here.
So in South Florida, you've reached a bottom, and real estate is on the way up. And, you know, people don't know anything about the debt ceiling. They've certainly gotten a civics lesson during this spectacle. Were people really talking to you specifically about this debt ceiling shutting off and choking off real estate?
Well, the people in the business, the people involved in finance and development, were just amazed that Washington could be creating this. And it was very clear that one of their messages was, people don't realize how serious this is, what a catastrophe this would be if we have a downgrade of U.S. debt.
It's Doug Hanks, economy writer for the Miami Herald, who's partnered with Takeaway Affiliate WLRN in South Florida. All right, let's get a neighborhood view, if we can. Outside of the finance folks, the business people, what are people just saying on the street out there in Denver, Colorado, Nathan?
Well, it's interesting. The people I spoke to, they feel it's an issue in Washington, and it does concern them. But a person I spoke to said, you know, if gas was $4 a gallon and we were having this debate, he'd be following it much more closely than he is currently. You know, he also said the Tea Party has been very effective. Their just say no policy kind of was their plan, and it looks like it works. And he regardless if he's a fan or not of the Tea Party, he said they were very effective.
Nathan Heffel, News and Public Affairs Manager for Takeaway Affiliate KUVO in Denver. Any admiration for the tactics of the Tea Party, Craig Folly, in the neighborhoods of Detroit?
Not a whole lot. I mean, obviously those who are in league with the Tea Party are pretty excited about the way this went down, but a lot of people are really concerned that this sort of ushers in a new era of politics where you can sort of take certain issues hostage to get what you want when you can't necessarily get that through more traditional means. So they're very, very frustrated with what's going on here.
And not necessarily an argument for more compromise. You can get your way by not compromising. Doug Hanks, what's the neighborhood view down in South Florida?
Well, Washington's a big deal down here. 21 cents of every dollar of income comes from federal aid. So the notion of Washington pulling back the budget is going to be very unpopular.
Well, let me ask you, Craig Folley, on Takeaway affiliate WDET. First of all, hi, nice to talk to you.
Hi, but nice to talk to you.
Do you think that they're going to hold incumbents responsible come the election in 2012?
It's tough to say. I mean, it really depends on how this all shakes out. I mean, you've got $1 trillion in cuts that are going to be coming down immediately. We don't know exactly what the impact of those cuts are going to be yet. And of course, that sort of frees up the next year for regular old campaigning. But it depends on what this gang of 12 that is going to be put together decides to come up with. If you start messing with Medicare and Social Security in a significant way, I think that will come back to haunt a lot of people. And the Democrats may pay because a number of the people I've talked to feel that they have capitulated on this agreement.
Interesting. All right. Before we go, I'm going to go right around the country here. What politician in your area has most benefited and most suffered as a result of this spectacle? Nathan Heffel in the Denver area. Who's a winner? Who's a loser?
Winner, of course, I think is going to be Michael Hancock, the Denver mayor of Denver. He has been really promoting creating jobs in this country, and he's been kind of remaining quiet for a while about what's been going on in Washington. But he is a newly elected mayor. He really brought himself in on the creation of jobs. I think people are going to, you know, pull back from Washington and go much more local in terms of who they turn to for job creation.
And the loser in Denver?
Loser?
Anyone associated with the federal government, that's the answer to that. Nathan Heffel, News and Public Affairs Manager for Takeaway Affiliate, KUVO in Denver. Craig Folley in Detroit or in Michigan, generally speaking, who wins, who loses in the political debate?
I'm going to say that Congressman Gary Peters may come out of this as a winner. As a very sort of moderate Democrat, it looks like he's probably going to get the votes he needs, and he's going to have a tough fight this year. So he may actually come out okay in this. Thaddeus McCotter probably does okay as well out of Livonia, Tea Party Republican there.
And the downside?
Tough to say at this point in time. Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of losers.
All right, Craig Folley, close to the Craig Folley Show on Takeaway Affiliate WDET. In South Florida, Doug Hanks, take us out. Winners and losers.
Well, with the Tea Party in charge, I'm going to say Marco Rubio is the big winner.
Wow, and that's your senator, right?
Correct.
And any losers?
We'll have to see.
All right, Doug Hanks, Craig Folley, Nathan Heffel, thanks so much for taking us around the country. Nathan Heffel, of course, from Denver, Craig Folley from WDET in Detroit, Doug Hanks, WLRN in South Florida, all places where you can hear the Takeaway. And in Denver, it's KUVO, that's the station.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.